What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy Two-Time in the house. What's up, everybody?
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy. Welcome to our world.
Oh, shoot.
What's up, man?
No person. We're not allowed to say son more, or daughter, or...
Wait, no.
What's up, Saul?
It's insanity.
What's going on over there in the miserable world of the East Coast?
Actually, it's a beautiful day today, man. After I'm done with the podcast, I am going to go out there and enjoy the day. The sun is out.
Yep.
It's nice and getting a little toasty.
Cold. You go out there and make snow angels.
It's like 20 degrees instead of 20.
No. Like I said, the sun's out and guns are blazing. Washington, D.C.
Guns
oh
up,
my
guns
God.
Up.
So, look, we're going to get into this. I don't know. Jeremy, if you've been watching anything that's been happening this week, mayhem in Washington, D.C., and social media and everybody has gone into full censorship mode. And we'll talk about what's to come. Has Trump conceded? Some say yes, some say no. We're going to talk about all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
Com. Leroy Jenkins.
Oh my God. So, Jeremy, have you seen any of what's been happening? I know you try to avoid the news as you can.
A little bit. Yeah, the Senate. I started watching they were doing the Arizona vote.
Yeah.
Count whatever certification, and then all of a sudden they all stopped and they're like, oh, and people are running out of the room.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
They Leroy Jenkins, the damn capital.
Well, yeah, right. And so, I got a little bit of it.
I'm going to share some videos and let's get right into this because obviously this is it's going to be the news of the week right now. Democrats are pushing for total censorship. They're trying to get Trump out. He's got 10 days left, but they want him out and they're going to try to impeach him. So that's what's coming this week. In 10 days. Oh,
they're trying to impeach him in 10 days.
Oh, yeah. That's what they're talking. Basically saying that Trump is essentially Hitler. He's going to try to stay in power and yada, yada, yada. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, this is probably the Democrats running scared because a few things happened. However, before we get into any of that, I do want to talk about what, you know, as you mentioned, Jeremy, what happened, what led to this week, what happened. So there's been a few videos that have come out and we might discuss this. We'll see, which is the election fraud, right? I think the biggest bombshell that dropped this week was apparently the Italians government, some company, aerospace company called, what was it called? Leonardo?
Yeah, Leonardo.
Was involved in, a judge came out. I'm going to show you a piece of this video, but a judge came out. And this broke when, Tim? Monday?
I want to say Monday or Tuesday, right before
Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, before the protest, before the steal.
So an Italian judge comes out claiming that someone in the U.S. embassy in Italy signed an affidavit, testified what was his name? Arturo Delia, which he's a head of the IT department at this aerospace company called Leonardo. And apparently using satellite communications that were communicating back to Frankfurt, Germany, they were able to coordinate the switching of votes. So this drops, right? I'm telling you, man, this is crazy. Now, a lot of people are saying this is conspiracy. However, everything that's playing out right now and the urgency that the Democrats have, they're kind of showing a little panic. So essentially what, like I said, this company, was able to do that. Now, they said that this matters because they have evidence that shows that it goes beyond the margin of victory, meaning that they were able to switch enough votes that it would overturn this election if they were not to count those votes. And now
These votes would have been coming from the Dominion machines that were running in the states, the
swing states.
Yep. Now the
I have a question. All of the swing states have the Dominion system?
Mm-hmm. Yes. In the major counties.
Yeah.
And they all, and from what if I remember correctly, all the votes kind of went off to Germany to get tallied. And you're saying that some company, some guy in a company in Italy mm-hmm. is sworn testimony saying that we went in and changed those votes.
Right. Mm-hmm. And now okay. the guy who signed this affidavit, he's gone into he's in hiding right now. Now, what's interesting here?
Of course he is.
Well,
like, hello,
they did it, and I'm just going to be in public. Like, hey guys, I'm going to go hide.
I'm going to go have lunch at the cafe at 3 if you guys want to join me.
Look, like, text it on Facebook and shit like that.
We laugh at this, guys, but I mean, this is serious, dude. Because
it is. It's the whole thing is serious, and the fact that our media has been ignoring it.
Yes.
Just infuriates me.
No, Jeremy, not just ignoring it. They're outright hiding it. They're outright claiming that this is a conspiracy theory. Now, again, things played out and there's freaking, dude, I'm telling you, I'm going into the rabbit hole again, you know, as I'm following, uh-huh. because this is what's happening, Jeremy. There's a purge that's going on right now in social media. They are, and half of the links that I'm probably going to, that I have here are probably gone because a lot of these accounts have been deleted. So I'm sorry about that if it happens now, but so there's a mass purge that's happening, which is trying to quell the information that it was going out there and people were seeing this. People were, you know, retweeting and sharing it. Now, we all knew that January 6th was going to be a shit show. We all knew that. We said it, you know,
right.
Oh my God, it's going to be crazy. Now, in DC did not prepare for that, the massive crowd. Some people are saying from 500 to 1 million people were there. And I'm going to show you videos because the news media didn't show you these videos. But that mall, Jeremy, was packed, full of people. Now, again, there's a lot of stuff that's been happening that, you know, make me believe that Trump has something up his sleeve. Right now, he's been quiet for the last more than, 2 days now, Tim, right? When was the last tweet that he gave?
Uh-oh.
The last tweet he did was from the @POTUS account that Twitter deleted and suspended again.
That was Friday.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't they cancel all that stuff on him? So
he went to that. He went to the @POTUS account when he got suspended. I think he got suspended on Thursday.
Wait, when you say suspended, his Donald J. Trump account?
So the real Donald Trump
deleted.
Account
real got, Donald Trump.
Okay. got deleted. Suspended and deleted permanently on Twitter. So he went to the @POTUS account
and tweeted.
The official @POTUS on Twitter and tweeted from there. And then Twitter deleted those tweets and suspended a lot of the... Disabled the account. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So @POTUS.
Everybody should go cancel your Twitter accounts.
Done.
I already did. I deleted my Twitter. But there's going to be a mass exodus that's coming January 20th if Biden is sworn into office. Now, so let's talk about what led to everything that happened on January 6th. If you've been living under a rock, you know, you don't know what's been going on, but for the vast majority of you guys know what happened. Because the news media right now is painting anybody who wore a MAGA hat as terrorists. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
They're calling us, they're calling conservatives domestic terrorists. And you are now seeing even Republicans using that term. And we're going to get into the freaking Judas backstabbing, Brutus, et tu Brutus. moment that the Republicans are having right now. Now, so Trump is out in Georgia and he's, you know, was campaigning for Perdue and Loeffler. And I think it was the previous night before that day. And so they show up to the rally and they say, we will object to the January 6th count. Okay. They said they were going to.
The Georgia people?
The Georgia
Perdue and
Loeffler or Loeffler, whatever her name is.
Loeffler. Okay.
Now, but like most Republicans that day, they were all Judas. In the end, she didn't object. She promised she was going to object. And now Mike Pence also refused to act. Mike Pence said, hey, guys, look, I don't want to change. I cannot change the will of the states. And then there was something interesting. Now, look, I know I'm going to go into a level of conspiracy theory here. But there's so many. At what point in time do coincidences start to amount to evidence? Okay. Now, this may be nothing, but it was funny because it was going all over social media. Pence apparently received some type of coin after a handshake after the certification. It's reminiscent of Judas getting his, the first piece from the 30 pieces of silver that he got. Let me show you this video. This is weird. And you guys are not watching. Bad TV. Let me show you this video. This is interesting. This is shortly after they confirmed him. Why am I not seeing? Damn it. Okay, here we go.
Hell, Hydra. Hell.
Yeah. It's weird. Now, right now there's a list of Republicans. A lot of people are prominent Republicans that I follow, not politicians, just people who are conservatives who support Trump. They're all coming out saying that a lot of these people are going to get primaried, and they're throwing out names like Dan Crenshaw, Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, Mitt Romney, Marco Rubio. A lot of these people who Trump campaigned for, these people, dude, you got to remember. And a lot of these fools backstabbed him. Now, and the reason I say this is because we've been having conversations about the amount of evidence that is out there that proves this election is a fraud. And the fact that they are not willing to do even anything. So, because what happened was that, look, Ted Cruz, he objected, and he was the first, him and name from Utah? Holly.
Holly's from Missouri.
Josh Hawley. Yeah. No, but what was it? It was a guy from Utah who was the first one to object in Arizona.
Oh, you know,
I forgot his name. Anyway, so they asked him.
Following after the siege.
So they asked him, hey, is there anybody who from the Senate side who's going to object with you? And then he says, yeah. And so there was that initial objection. And so you saw, okay, let's go out and debate this. And you saw Republicans standing up and saying, folks, now a lot of people were watching, right? Because this was hyped up that something was going to happen. So the America's eyes were on this. And then, you know, Trump was giving a speech. He was out in front of the rally. There was hundreds of thousands of people, dude, close to a million people. And he, you know, he says, we're going to go march to the Capitol. And so the crowd marches to the Capitol, and then mayhem ensues. Now, I say mayhem because this is how the media painted it, right? There was a great documentary. This was, maybe 15, 16 years ago, or close to 20 years ago. I saw this documentary on how Israel, how the Palestinians would stage supposedly like killings from the Israeli army against Palestinians. And somebody was recording them literally being orchestrated to run around limping. And then once the camera was stopped recording, they would get up. They would get off out of a stretcher or out of the ambulance. And it was all staged. I'm not saying that what happened is just, it should have happened. I'm not saying that. And people who did stupid shit should be held accountable for that. But we need to find out who these people were. But what I'm saying is that the whole event was painted as this, as if, you know, Trump was, got the mob to go to Capitol and invade. This is how they're painting it, that Trump incited this. Never in his speech did he say, we're going to go in and we're going to take over the, not like they have. And I have videos of the way that the Democrats have been talking for the last 4 years. Now, so all these people, Republicans, because I'm gonna go in the sequential order that it happened. So after they say, we're not going to object, Lindsey Graham and Mitt Romney, both at the airport, both of them get confronted by conservatives who are telling them, you guys are traitors, you know, and so they're getting confronted, these Republicans out there. And, you know, they think that just by allowing Biden to be in, that this is going to quell. This is not your granddaddy's Republican Party anymore. Now, something may come out of this, a new party. I don't know, something. So let's get now into the Capitol riots. Let me show you first this video of the massive crowds on that day. Oh, yeah, gone. So let me just go to the next one. Now, look, and apparently, obviously, for the listener, you know, you won't be able to see the video anyways, but massive crowds there were. And Trump, you know, spoke out in front of the crowd. And he said something that I want to highlight because it's very true. And so this video is here. So let me play this.
At 10 o'clock in the evening, we're leading Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia by hundreds of thousands of votes. And then late in the evening or early in the morning, boom, these explosions of bullshit. And all of a sudden... all of a sudden, it started to happen.
When the Republicans refused to object to the account or to question the account, that count, whatever, yeah, did they give a reason as to why?
Yeah. So, yes, they said that they don't want to change the electors chosen by the legislature. So they said they don't want to. Yeah.
But they agreed that there was something wrong with those votes 2 days ago or however long, you know, yeah. And then when the push came to shove, they're like, oh, well, no, we don't want to do that.
Well, some of them changed their minds, apparently, after the storm of the Capitol. When they resumed session, they were like, after today's events, you know, we're not going to
side with... How does that change?
Exactly.
Well, because voter fraud, because they blame...
Yeah, right, okay.
They're blaming Trump for
it. Doesn't matter. Tim, and I'm with you, Jeremy, because it shouldn't matter, right? If the election was wrongfully taken away or stolen, then people storming the Capitol should be only more of a reason why they're justified in doing so, because you're about to fucking everything that we believe in is on the line. Okay. The founding fathers of the country. You know, yes, there was a lot of things that led to it, but the catalyst and the last straw was attacks on tea. Okay, now we're talking about stolen election. So, you know, I it's fake. It's convenient for them. You know, oh, they stormed. I don't have to now, you know, I don't have to defend the Constitution.
A cop out.
It is a cop out because they swore to protect and defend the Constitution. If this shit was stolen, more of a reason for them to stand up and say, look, and the people are angry at this. Anyways, go ahead. Yeah.
And then I guess my other question was, and I don't know if we're getting to this later in the show or not, but obviously they were in the middle of the debate on Arizona, whether they were going to accept their votes or not. And then this whole thing happened. They disappeared. And then they came back later that night. Whatever happened to the discussion about the Arizona votes? Did they decide...
They picked it back up, but they essentially voted against the objection.
Yeah.
Because once they present they objected, they heard the case, but then they vote if they're going to, you know, vote on who voted.
So the pivotal point, but see, here's the thing. The pivotal point in this was the first line one of the last lines of defense against this election being stolen was Mike Pence would have had to have acted, and he would have to have said, look, we have two different electors from the state. Okay. They sent us two. Okay. One of them was certified by whatever. And the other one wasn't. The other one was just the conservative legislative bodies of this, of these states said that there's alternative. So what people and Trump was asking Pence to do was to not necessarily overturn the election, but just say, we are going to send this back to the states so that they can clean this up so that it's not convoluted and it's not muddied by this. That's what people were expecting Trump, Pence to do. Pence didn't do that. Pence just opened it up and started counting. And then when they objected, they went to their separate locations. And then they were debating. They were in the middle of debating the whole Arizona thing. And then that's when people started storming in. Now, again, all of this is very convenient to, again, we have not heard the evidence. If you remember on the last episode, I was comfortable in the fact that, you know what, at least they're going to be able to talk, you know, and say, here is what, and that's what they were doing. The Republicans were saying, folks, you know, Pennsylvania, and a lot of people were hearing this for the first time, because remember, the media has been doing a blackout on this whole not conspiracy. They're calling it conspiracy, but they're doing a whole blackout on the evidence that's there, that there was election fraud. So a lot of Americans were hearing this stuff for the first time. You know, they've been blinded by the media, who has been hiding this. Wow. And so okay. When people started hearing this, they realized, wait, we got to stop this. So this is why I think it's quite, and I'm going to show you videos, Jeremy, of Capitol Police, because they're saying that this was a mob and they went and they, number one, nothing was burned. There were people who died, and that's unfortunate and it's sad and it should not have happened. One was a woman who was shot. The other three were, they're calling it medical complications. So out of the, you know, the chaos and everything, who knows what happened? It could have been, to your guess, to this point, I don't right. know what led to their death, but it wasn't like...
It's rapid onset COVID.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you know, look, and the girl that got shot, Ashley Babbitt, from, I think, Huntington, Maryland, died. She was, again, a gunshot wound. Now, she was a military person, right, Tim? I think
veteran.
She...
I heard
she's
that.
She's a 14-year veteran.
Yeah.
What, do we know anything else about her other than that?
Well, no. So the media started, look, this is another thing that's despicable, because they started painting her as a radical. They went to her post that she said, oh, look, see, she said she was, you know, and so that's what they're doing now. They're saying, and that's what they have to do in order to sell this idea that conservatives need to go to re-education camps. We're going to talk about that, dude. The language that's coming from the left right now is sickening and it's scary. And this is why I believe Trump needs to act, dude. Let me show you, as people started going into storming the Capitol, I'm saying storming because, again, I'm going to show you the videos that prove otherwise. There's a lot of evidence that something else happened.
You know, and before the video plays, you know, people that have actually, that actually know the scene yeah. of, you know, who the normal pro, you know, the normal patriots are, who the neo-Nazi regime, you know, people are, and who the Antifa people are. And yeah. a lot of them all came out and said, he goes, there were a lot of bad actors on both sides instigating outside, you know, instigating during the Trump speech. And also when they were, you know, trying to kick down the fence, he's like, most of the people doing that, he goes, those were the bad actors. He's like, right. we've seen them at multiple rallies that we've actually kicked them out of or diffused them trying to start stuff at our own stuff. So they already know, but they're like, you know what? We warned everybody. We told them about this. They didn't want to listen. This is on the
DC cops or whatever.
No, the DC, the people that actually follow, you know, that, you know, the journalists that follow the Antifas and the neo-Nazis that, you know, have done a lot of, you know, investigative journalism on them.
Okay.
Been to the, you know, they went to Chaz and slept in that, like the Jack Posey,
Posobiec.
I can never say his name. Posobiec. And then like the Mike Cernoviches, you know, like, so a lot of them have, they even said that he's like, they were bad actors. He's like, we've seen them. There's pictures. We know who they are, but you know what? We've warned everybody. We said how you could stop this. They don't want to listen. Hey, this is what you deal with now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to show you just a few clips of this as mayhem started to unfold. And, you know, a lot of us have already seen this. But again, I'm doing this in context. That way, when I show you the next videos, you're going to realize that something else is going on here. So here's the first one. Okay. All right. So this is people already, you know, making their way. Climbing, going past security. They're beyond the point of security here. Here's the next video. This is people inside the building, and they're getting told to leave. Now, if you look at these here, these people here, MAGA people wear MAGA gear.
Okay? Red, white, and blue.
Yeah. These people, in my opinion, don't look like that. So it just looks weird to me. This is... Now, a lot of this footage was what the mainstream media was playing, okay? So that's not to say that there were not any MAGA people there. There were. So, but I'm just, again, showing you just excerpts of videos that were... Now, here's another one. Okay, so this one here is people pushing their way through the DC police.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so, and again, I'm just showing you this just so that, you know, we know what happened. So, here's another video. People are banging on the door, trying to break it down.
This is the best video. Sorry. It came off the screen, but there's a guy. The guy that's in front of that door. Yeah. He literally looks at the cop. He's like, pointing. He's like, let us in. Like, he's like, come on. He's like, come on. Put it. He's like, please.
Hey,
but his face is priceless, and he's like,
we're just trying to talk. Now, yeah. Now, okay, so again, let's put this into context, because again, everybody said something will happen in DC. It's going to be a shit show. We said it. Now, why did the DC police not prepare for this? And, you know, they rejected to, and what was it? The mayor? What is it? What is she called? The mayor of DC?
The mayor, DC, Mayor Bowser. She refused to accept any federal help like the day before. She's like, no, we got it. And then she also apparently told the cops, told the police force, like, just stand down most of the time.
Yeah.
It's like they wanted this to happen.
Oh, yeah.
They definitely wanted this to happen.
So exactly. And I'm going to show you the evidence to that, what Tim just said. So the scenes... From the protests, I'm gonna play more, because the news media, the way that they were painting this, was the first time the Capitol has been breached since 1812. You know, and again, whatever. The keyword there is breached. Okay, because like Tim says, they were let in, folks. There's another video that was deleted. Okay, so let's think about what happened. All right, and let's compare it to what we saw all summer long. Including in DC, did we see fires? Did we see, people doing violence? I'm talking about real gruesome violence that happened during the BLM and Antifa riots that all the Democrats justified. Now, again, four people died. One of them was shot by a cop or the DC police. And the other ones,
Capitol Police.
And the other one was, you know, was the other three were medical emergencies, whatever that means. Meaning that, you know what I mean? Like, to me, a medical emergency, you fainted, you had a heart attack, not, you know, somebody came up to you and beat you in the head. I don't see what I'm saying? Like there's a cloud of doubt as to what happened here. And I think they just wanted to increase the number, the body count, to make it seem, you know, again, look, I know I'm going on a limb here and saying this is conspiracy. It's sad that this happened. It should not have happened. But the way that they're painting it is not what it is. So we have to have perspective. And so this was planned. And let me show you this first one. And before I do, let me just, again, the difference on how things are reported. This is a tweet. Okay, let me zoom this in here. This is a tweet from some reporter, whatever, Matt McDermott. Okay, and in context here to what happened in Capitol Hill during the Kavanaugh hearings, because during the Kavanaugh hearings, people went in to the Capitol, and how did this guy report it? He said, incredible scene on Capitol Hill right now, where thousands of anti-Kavanaugh protests have taken over the heart of Senate office building. Right? Okay. Let's see how he described what happened on the 6th. We are witnessing a domestic terrorism attack incited by the Republican Party. This
There you go.
This is disgusting, dude. The way that they and every Republican right now who's playing defense to this bullshit is an idiot, because these people don't play defense. They never apologize for the fools, the people who in their ranks who go out and do atrocious acts.
And they justify what happened during the Kavanaugh hearing as saying that guy is evil. He raped a girl. He, you know, he's a liar. Yeah. He's going to ruin. He's going to take away, you know, women's rights for abortion. He's a kook. He needs to, you know, be impeached as a, you know, and we're fighting for justice. So that's OK. So if people aren't following what's going on. Yep. If you do bad acts in spite of what they feel is what's right, they say you're a hero. If they're not with you, you're a terrorist. Stop the steal. Oh, look what they're terrorists. No, they're no different. Yeah. They're protesting the same thing. It's just that you're glorifying this because that's your agenda.
Right.
And you're painting them as their heroes. And we have so many systemic problems in this country, from racism to women's rights and to all this bullshit they want to fucking talk about.
No.
But the media is on their side. The media is on their side.
Of course.
They glorify it.
Because you know why? Because it sells advertising.
Yep.
Well, it sells everything. It sells the agenda. But it's not the only one. When AOC, people forget that AOC, after she got inaugurated, she led a shitload of people into Nancy Pelosi's office for a sit down to talk about climate change. All those protesters, there was like 51 of them that got arrested. AOC didn't. AOC brought them all into the building.
Yeah.
That's a breach. That's a breach.
Right. You would think.
Right.
But that's heroic because it's for climate change.
Not on the agenda.
Right.
Stop.
So let me show you this video here. And again, I'm going to start showing you videos of where, again, the way that the way that they described it was as a breach, and that people stormed in. So let me show you this first video, okay? Here you see a DC police guy telling the crowd to go.
No, come in?
Yeah.
Come in. Look.
He just waved them in.
Look at him.
Go back to him.
Let's go. So let me, again, if you think that was an anomaly, and maybe he was waving at his other comrades, let's see this one. Okay, because people came out and said, well, no, he's just telling the other police. But look at this guy right here. Now, to me, a breach is people overtaking this guy, taking his gun away. Okay, look at this. This is a show.
He's like, come upstairs. I'm going to show you where the offices are.
And now here's another question, okay, that I have to ask you, because where are the rest of the police officers? Okay, so to me, the people were standing back. As soon as he would go back, they would push forward. A mob that breaches security would have ran that guy over.
Yeah,
you hear what I'm saying?
Right.
They're
taking up the gap that he's producing by backing up. They're not pushing into him. They're just like, hey, well, and he's backing up, and they're coming forward.
Look at this. This is like bad acting. Okay, I'm gonna go to the next one. Okay, again, this could be in itself. Look, the guy did not want to confront those people. He was scared because, again, the way the Democrats painted, he's black and they were all white. And obviously these are Nazis. And so he would have died. Okay, so let's say that's the case. Again, now we have two. These could be two anomalies. I'm going to keep playing this because this is bullshit. Okay, now we were told that this was chaos and people were just whatever. Go ahead. Does this... Look at this. Sorry, the quality. Look at this. People are walking in slowly, holding the door for each other.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're there. They're there to make a statement. They're on the people's property.
Right.
Expressing their opinions on things. They're not burning stuff. They're not breaking. Well,
now there was breaking of windows.
Breaking things.
There was that. Right, now, however, see, the media wasn't showing these videos. Okay. The media was just showing the videos of the few who were being reckless and who were destroying things in there. And so now, like Tim said, there was a lot of conversation that was picked up from Antifa saying, we're going to go there and we're going to create chaos. There was a lot of people in that crowd who were Antifa, who were BLM.
Yeah.
So and those are the people that the news media chose to show. But however, they don't show this. Okay, now, let's say, okay, this is just one example. Okay, I have three so far. Now, let's go to this next one. Does this look like a terrorist attack to you? Oh, this is the same one I think I showed. Yeah. Yeah, let me show you this other one. Does this look like they're being disorderly? And this guy.
They are televising the breach and the people are walking orderly down the line, people. You didn't go through the metal detectors. Y'all have breach security. They are
That's the how people should have reacted to this when the news media is like, they have breached, they're all in. And it's like, and people are just, okay, cool. We're the cop. Nobody's here. You know what I mean? Like, people are just walking around like, what? This is okay. Yeah.
It's like they walked in there and they were like acting like, where am I kind of look? Like for the cat, like it was like, what are those? Remember the, what are they like the flash dances, like in the middle of
flash mobs?
Flash mobs. Yeah. That's what this reminded me of. Cause like all of them all at the same time, they're looking around like, where am I? You know? And so it's easy to paint the picture. Oh, look at the storming, but they're all looking around, like trying to get their faces shown.
Like, oh, this is nice. Look at the woodwork. Like,
yeah.
Look at the stone arches. They're very nice.
Put it this way.
Architecture is fine.
Put it this way. The ones that went in there, they all knew the consequences. You mean to tell me you're going to breathe and didn't expect anything to happen? You're going to walk into the Capitol and they don't have cameras? But you know, my question is, why was it that on one of the most important days in a highly contested election was the amount of Capitol police this low?
Right.
Why was this allowed to happen?
Because they wanted it to happen.
Oh, exactly. Yes. That's my feeling. Because they need to be able to paint the picture. Oh, because if you let everybody in, if the first couple go in, create a scene, and they get it on video of them shaking the fence and they break it down and they bulldoze the cops and then they all start walking in, it's easy to paint that picture. Mission accomplished, because now everybody's all saying the same thing. Domestic terrorists. Now it's a race thing. Oh, if this was black people, they would have been treated differently.
How?
That's what they're saying. No,
what's the argument on that? Dude.
Because what they're saying is that because the cops are racist and therefore they would have shot anybody who BLM. That's what they're saying. That's what Tim's getting at. Now, again, just more evidence to this. Here's a guy who comes out and says, and I don't know how truthful this is, dude. I'm just playing you what is out there. So let me show you this guy. Who is this guy?
Look, I just left the protest at the Capitol building, and I got a big bruise on my leg. I had a difficult time pulling off the act that I was paid to do. And I'm making this video because I want to confess that I was paid to pretend to protest today. I can't say by who, but I will just say that it's a.
So here's my question. This guy comes out with a video, says that, right? People intercept this video.
By the way, he committed suicide 5 minutes after that hit the internet. It was terrible. found him hanging. He had chopped his own head off and thrown it into the river. It was amazing.
Yeah. Imagine if let's just say that what he's saying is false, that he's making this stuff up, he's got a mental problem, but if this had been the other way around, that you know that the media would have gotten a hold of this guy, they would have interviewed him, they would have called for immediate investigation. Who is paying you? Let's get to the bottom of this. Now, we know damn well, this is, and I know this from, family who has told me, hey, you know what? I was approached. I was paid to go to some event to support some candidate who I don't even know. Democrat, of course. And he's saying this and I'm like, wow, dude. Yeah. They pay me. They bust them. So you know that this is how the Democratic Party operates. This is what they do. And so. People came out and said, we saw buses of people getting bussed in. you know, that that look like Antifa people. I heard some guy said, I heard conversations of a group of people saying, we're going to go in there, we're going to pretend like we're MAGA people, and we're going to, you know, destroy this place. And there
did
was
you see
also,
the,
yeah, go ahead.
Did you saw that? So there was a video. There was a guy at, that was at one of the, at, you know, he's a MAGA guy. And he's like, look, look at this right now. He's like, there's three unmarked charter buses being bussed in with a police escort to this. He's like, we don't know who that is. Right. And he's like, dude. And then he started looking. He's like, dude, these are Antifa people. He's like, right. Antifa people are being bussed in by DC police.
Right.
Like they're literally getting, you know, they have a, you know, a cop on a bike in front and a cop on a bike in back giving them an escort right in.
So what do we do about it?
Okay,
I mean,
so
we
so
can sit that, here
no,
for
no,
listen, hours and hours talking about this, but what are we going to do about it?
Okay, so let me, okay, because we have the potential to cross the line. And I was having this conversation with Tim because we all have jobs, so we have to be careful about what is said. However, we know, like you're saying, Jeremy, because we can sit here and complain all day and say, you know what, you know, let's make our voices heard at the ballot box. Well, we fucking
that
did,
doesn't work.
And it was stolen. Okay, now.
Yeah, it doesn't work anymore. They've proven that it doesn't work anymore. Thank you.
Exactly.
Thank you for giving me the proof. Right. The argument had always been, if you don't like what's going on in your city, if you don't like what's going on in your county, you don't like what's going on in your state, you don't like what's going on in your country, go to the voting booth and make the change. Well, guess what? We all went to the voting booth.
And they said that the better guy won.
And they decided, no, we don't. They cheated. It doesn't matter how you put it. They cheated. The Democratic Party cheated.
They did.
And
there's proof of this. Endless
we're just
proof.
Supposed to just let it go. We're just supposed to let it go.
And you know what's interesting about that? With everything going on, you know, with all the, you know, all the videos and all the what the hell, you know, WTF moments, you know, they did in the Senate race again, right in the middle
in Georgia?
Of the night. Yeah, right in the middle of the night. Like, oh, we found a box of 50,000.
Yeah, the same thing.
All for the Democrats. And like, you know, it was like. It was like 90. It was like 96% for the Democrats and 4%. You know what I mean? And you're looking at this going, they pulled the same job twice,
and they're gonna keep
and
doing
they did
it.
A right. Yeah,
yeah.
And
that's crazy.
So guess what? The option of changing it with my vote is no longer valid. How are we gonna change it?
So now this is gonna segue into other things that I know you want to talk about probably separately, but it's gonna all come together.
All right.
Yeah.
I will say
no. So the reason
move forward.
So but again, your question, what do we do next? And this is a very valid question because just like anything, they say, if you don't like it, make a change in anything. Okay. You vote. If you don't like a product, go create your own product. If you don't like this, go create your own and let the markets choose. Though it's always been Nelson's word. Let the free market will always choose. Mm-hmm. The vote will always choose. We did the vote that we saw what happened with that. Free market comes. Oh. Free market doesn't exist anymore because we gave it to our overlords at Apple, Google, Facebook. Amazon, Facebook, Twitter. They control it all. We, the consumer, gave the power to all these big tech organizations. We're going to get into the big tech stuff later, but just leave it at this. They control everything. They want to control free market. They want to control the government. We are no longer a government by the people for the people.
I agree.
The government is ran by big tech. Big tech is government.
We have a government
government run by big tech.
We have a political system that is being manipulated by one party.
Yes.
And all these people that you're referring to are on that party.
Exactly.
And so they're all okay with stealing elections. And taking away my vote, and not just my vote, millions of people in this country's votes. Was it 70 million people in this country?
74
and
or
they're
75.
Fine with, whatever. Millions of votes. They're fine with just saying, well, no. You guys don't know what you're talking about. We're just going to go ahead and change these votes. And then when people complain about them being changed, we're just going to take their comments off of social media, and the CNNs of the world and the MSNs of the world, they're just not going to talk about it. Or they're just going to say, oh yeah, these people, they're saying that there was fraud, but there's no sign of fraud whatsoever. Yeah. It's like,
you know,
what am I to do?
So they moved on. What am I to do? So now when it comes to voting, Twitter has now moved on to doing the same thing in India because they have an election coming up. They are now, anything that like Moody says is marking it as false claims and everything. Like there was a video that came out and the progressive candidate goes, see, look, he goes, the police are just beating a farmer and waving a machete or whatever. And then the real video came out and it literally shows that cops didn't do nothing to the farmer. They're marking the video as manipulated.
Yeah. Yeah.
In favor of.
And we'll talk about it. But Candace Owens right now, she's going after these people, these fact checkers. We'll get into that. And this might be a good segue into that, because that same day, okay, after mayhem broke out and it was chaos and the news media was, you know, clenching their pearls, domestic terrorism is lie, and you know, freaking, I'm just sick and tired of the fakeness. Trump tweeted out.
Yes.
You know, he saw all this and he tweeted out and he telling people, go home in peace. And guess what social media did? They censored that video of him telling people, folks, go home. Why would they delete it?
Incited violence.
Because they wanted it to continue so that they could say, and they wanted to remove the evidence. Trump came out, dude. Trump came out on a tweet and said, folks, go home. And you know, go home in peace. You know, this is not how we handle this. But the media removed it. The social media, Twitter, removed it.
Twitter?
Now.
Okay, we need to sue Twitter.
Yeah, look, this shit is coming. It's just a matter of time. The Republicans are fucking cowards because Trump has been saying this all along. Section 230, they have too much power. They wield too much power. They have too much influence in what happens in the country. Now, and the reason I'm saying cowards, the Republican Party, because it was the Bay of Pigs in Washington also this week. And, you know, because to me, the DC police who shot that woman and killed her, in my opinion, that's did not need to happen. And the Republican Party, instead of standing up for conservatives and saying, folks, what happened, we don't advocate for that. However, there are people who are upset about what happened, and we cannot ignore this fact. They should have had the balls, the spine, to say just because there's a riot doesn't mean we throw out the Constitution, folks. It doesn't. They caved. Now, to me, this is the sign of the end of a republic, because the Democrats cheated. We've said this over and over again, straight in our faces. They cheated. And not one person has been arrested. Not one person has been charged. And again, you know, Republicans who think people are just going to, you know, get this and, you know, oh, we'll figure it out next time. They're sadly mistaken. A lot of the country is done with that party right now. I am sick. I'm done. I am so angry that they're cowards. And we'll get into right now the social media censorship. And before we do, I wanted to mention this. About two years ago, a woman named Laura Loomer, I don't know if you guys remember her. She would have a camera and she would display the hypocrisy on the left. She had a great channel, YouTube. She was all over social media. 2 years ago, she was a voice crying out in the wilderness, prophesying about what was coming, the coming censorship that we're seeing. And her words today, you know, like I said, it's like a prophecy. But Congress at that time ignored it. So let me play this video of her back then confronting, what's his name, the Twitter guy. Yeah,
Jack Dorsey. Yep. Jack Dorsey. But before you play that video, what's interesting is with everything she was doing with, you know, her YouTube channel, she got deplatformed and banned from everything because
Everywhere.
Of this.
Right.
She got banned and blacklisted. And when she ran in Trump's district this year. So when Trump voted, he's like, oh, I voted Republican straight down. And she's like, I'm not mad at him, but he had no choice but to vote for me. But he's like, I can agree with the president, but I can say where I disagree with him. And this is one of his biggest failures, is that in his first term and for the video, you know, his first 2 years when he had the
Congress,
the Senate and the House, he could have done something about this, but they decided to do the tax break instead. And now this is the video that he's going to play of her telling everybody what is coming.
So let me
this
let me
play 2 years this. Ago. She yes. stated this.
Yep. And this is in Congress. She confronts Jack Dorsey.
Recognizes about censoring conservatives. You are caught on tape by Project Veritas, shadow banning order. People. You are censoring people. You censored
we'll
me. You censored
my
love. You censored
room,
Chuck Johnson, James O'Keefe. You even censored President Trump
you'll,
when one of your employees
ma'am,
deleted his account for a few minutes.
A seat, we'll
you are censoring
you.
Conservatives, and I'm asking you, President relieved. Donald Trump, help us. Please help us, Mr. President, before it is too late, because Jack Dorsey is trying to influence the election, to sway the election so that the Democrats can what? Steal the election. That is
yep.
why he is censoring and shadow banning conservatives. You are a liar, Jack Dorsey. You are a liar, Jack Dorsey. You unverified me on November 15, 2017.
What is it?
Officer, will you escort this young lady out, please?
Stop the bias. We are conservative Americans, not Russian bots, Jack Dorsey. Stop the bias.
So I love, you know, and again, a voice crying in the wilderness, a prophet saying about the what was coming, and Republicans ignored this alarm. They did, you know, a lot of people were saying, folks, this is coming, and right now, again, the social media giants are trying to remove, you know, what they have removed Trump from everywhere. Now they're not just happy with Trump being out of their platform. They want to remove any other potential platform where he could go. And a lot freaking Parler. Parler is, I think Dan Bongino is some co-owner of this.
He's like a co-owner. And, you know, so it's a conservative platform. So again, this is what brought me to the point of saying we'll get to it in a minute.
Yep.
They said conservatives are being banned on Twitter. So all the crybaby said, if you don't like it, go create your own. Okay, so they did. They created Parler, you know, and they have other ones, MeWe, Gab, and all this, where conservative voices have now gone to this platform. Oh, no, now it's misinformation and it's conspiracy theory. It's cuckoo-ness. This needs to be stopped.
Who's stating that it's conspiracy theory cuckoo-ness?
The left. And see, you know, the media. Like, so you got to remember. Anytime media starts talking about something and they all have the same talking points, you know that we're close because they're scared. Over the summer, so Q has been around. So I'm going to go on a little bit of a history here. Q has been around since 2017. Okay. Conspiracy theory every day, whatever. Nobody really ever talked about Q. Okay. Q was it was minuscule.
The fringe.
You know, with the amount of people. The fringe. And it's grown over the last couple of years. But then when lockdowns happened, you started getting, you know, the fall of the cabal, all this shit. Then all of a sudden over the summer, you're starting to hear CNN, everybody talking about QAnon.
Oh, how they're crazy.
Yeah, and they're crazy and they're doing this and they're doing that.
Yeah,
and
they even asked Trump during one of his.
Right.
Yeah.
So now they're bringing it to the briefings. Okay. Then. They pass a bill in Congress that basically bans them and makes them like a fucking domestic terrorist and shit like that. Okay.
Q.
Yeah. Something about whatever. They passed a bill about QAnon instead of passing, you know, stimulus for people. So now a lot of those people have been banned from Twitter and YouTube and all that. So now we have new platforms, Rumble, MeWe, Gab. They're not so much Parler. They're not so much new, but you know, they're getting more traction. Now they're trending. People are like, oh, see, all the crazy conservatives are going to this. And now they're all just together talking about hate and wanting to kill people and Pizzagate and pedophiles and blah, 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 blah. So now they're calling for the disbandment of.
No.
Yeah, it's too late. So now.
What do you mean
after,
it's too late?
Huh? So after the riots, Google Play Store said, oh, that Parler has broken our terms of service. We took it out of the Play Store. So the app is gone from Google. Apple turns around and says, you have 24 hours to update your terms of service and you guys need to start censoring your people on here like the big guys do, or you're being deplatformed. Oh, they said, fuck you. So Apple took them out of the Apple Store. So now Parler, as a service, has been removed from...
Have they removed it from people's phones who have already downloaded it?
So now...
Listen
iOS,
to this shit.
Now, iOS says we're going to also remove it from people's phones. So they had some weird update that they were going to do. And everyone's like, dude, go into your settings and now turn it off, because Apple was going to remove it from your phones because they have the option to do that. And I think Google does as well. So you have to go into your settings and actually say, do not allow Apple to delete your apps. Okay. And select which app.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now that's that. Then the social justice warriors at Amazon, the Amazon employees for climate change started crying about Parler, saying, Amazon, you need to get them off your hosting services because they host their service. Okay. You know what Amazon did? Oh yeah. You have until midnight today to figure out.
We talked about this.
Yeah.
We've been talking about it forever.
Yeah.
So now think about it. You have two phone operating systems. You have Android and you have Apple, mm-hmm. iOS. The only phones you can buy, smartphones, have that operating system. So you have to go to their app stores. They control that. Now, there's only two major cloud platforms, okay? It's AWS and Microsoft. Yes, Google and Oracle, they're the... Okay, you can't go to Google's cloud because, you know, they're banning your app anyway. You're violating terms of service. So where are you going? Oh, well, you can't have them there. So now they have to... Basically, Parler has to shut down and rebuild the entire site. And you have to re-sign up, okay? Now you have Mozilla Now Mozilla is coming out saying even the browser that isn't enough. People need to be held accountable for being conservative, basically.
Right.
Oh yeah. We have now allowed.
So Tim, I'll tell you why this happens. This happens.
We let it.
Yes, we let it. But this happens when we take a position of defense, which is what the Republicans do. You see them going around bowing down to everybody now, saying, oh, yeah, domestic terrorism. This reminds me of that time of the Bay of Pigs, right? When a bunch of Cubans got together and along with the CIA and the president at that time, they said, hey, we're going to go and we're going to take back our country. And everybody said, cool, cool, cool. They go and they're on the shores and they get massacred. That's why they call it the Bay of Pigs. This is what happened this week. Republicans left people out to dry. Instead of coming out and saying, hold on, guys, hold on, because your side has been burning down cities all summer. Okay? Our side, let's just say that if it was our side, went in and did a protest on a very important thing, instead of having a spine and saying, this is not terrorism, you guys are liars, you guys are despicable, and here is the evidence on what you guys said on the people who burned down cities. And I'm going to play this right now because we need to hear this, because the media, the left, for years have been painting Republicans as vile, as racist. And let me show you this. I'm going to show you a few compilation videos of what the left has been saying about conservatives for a long time.
Trump has to lose, but that all his enablers have to lose. We have to collectively, in essence, burn down the Republican Party. We have to level them, because if there are survivors, if there are people who weathered this storm, they will do it again. They will take this as confirmation that, hey, it just pays to ride the waves. Look at me. I've made it through. And so up and down the ticket, federal, state, local offices, the country has to repudiate this. It's not only that Trump has to lose, but that all his...
So that's one video. And I'm going to show... I need to do this in a row because we need to hear all of this. So this is the next one. This is Maxine Waters. Remember what that bitch said?
Ugh.
Everybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
Okay, that's one video. I may keep going here because, again, here they are. Here they were, BLM protest. Then they called them mostly peaceful.
I want to be clear in how I characterize this. This is mostly a protest. It is not, generally speaking, unruly.
That ain't a riot, what we're seeing right now in Minneapolis.
They are strictly principled anti-fascists, and they've taken a principled stand to stand against white supremacists and white nationalists wherever they may show up.
I argue to you tonight, all punches are not equal morally.
It trained. Says it right in the name, Antifa, anti-fascism, which is what they were there fighting. Listen, there's, you know, no organization is perfect. There was some violence.
Any reasonable person would say we shouldn't be destroying other people's property, but these are not reasonable times.
Well, thank goodness for the looters, man.
And please show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
I don't care that much about statues.
Shouldn't that be done by a commission or the city council, not a mob in the middle of the night?
This bitch says she doesn't care about monuments that have, you know, and now she's, you know, oh my God, they almost got into the Capitol. I thought you didn't care about monuments, bitch. Fucking dude.
People will do what they do.
What you're seeing behind me is one of people multiple do locations that have been burning in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Do not get it twisted and think that, oh, this is something that has never happened before, and then this is so terrible, and where are we, and these savages, and all of that. This is how this country was started.
People get mad.
Oh, this is how the country was. This is how the country was started, dude. Okay, so
but
again,
domestic terrorists stormed the beer, right, but, fucking gut drinking people.
Yeah,
storm the Capitol. If
right.
those guys can get in, imagine what a trained person
right.
can do.
Exactly.
Okay, let's be real. Like,
right,
you let them in.
They
a beer drinking guy with a fucking gut out the my laptop is not
now,
a threat. Sorry.
I have a lot of videos of this, and I'm going to show you one more. Okay, you know, because we'll be here all day. Because this is the left, and they defended BLM and Antifa burnings. They did. They defended it. None of them.
Your vice president.
None of
your
none
vice
of
president
them.
Even
exactly.
defended it.
And some of them even said, oh, that's just an idea. Okay. So here's the thing. What does our side do? Immediately. Yeah, it was domestic terrorism and, you know, immediately. Cowards, dude. Fucking cowards. What they should have said is, we do not condone this. However, the America is angry at this election being stolen and just pivot back to the election, because this whole thing broke out because they wanted to remove the election fraud out of the headlines. That's what they wanted to do. And they've accomplished it, because now you have Republicans. They
you don't even
tail.
Hear about fraud.
No. So now let me show you this. Yeah, let me show you this video of them calling for violence. This is a left, dude, calling for violence.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck? The
biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
You know, she posted that picture again, like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
About blowing up the White House.
Listen to the
Missouri state senator.
These are the same cocksuckers now that are
unity
beside themselves at the violence in Washington, D.C. Fuck you. Fuck you. I'm going to keep playing this because people need to hear this.
Yeah.
This is the left.
Yeah.
How they talked.
Under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and wow. our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
And those are the gunshots of a conservative getting shot and killed in the streets during the BLM riots. And so, dude, look, I'm going to say this, and a lot of people were making this correlation because this is very true, dude. The whole thing that has transpired in the last week is out of the Nazi playbook. The way that the DC riots are being used right now as a weapon against conservatives. It's very similar to what happened in 1933. Hitler and the SS burnt a building down. You know, it was called the Reichstag fire, whatever, however you pronounce it. And they blamed it on their opposition. And again, this is done as a way to suppress the voice of those who they disagree with. And as the saying goes, and I think you say this a lot, those who refuse to learn their history are condemned to repeat it. This is happening. They are using this, right? It's that same quote, which is, don't let any, you know, tragedy or anything go to waste. This is what the Democrats are doing. The Democrats are advocating for re-education camps, dude. AOC came out saying these people have been radicalized and we need to do something about it. This is, they're talking about conservatives, MAGA people, people who wear Make America Great Again hats. And like we said right now, virtually all social media platforms have banned Trump from them. And the media is leading that pitchfork parade in calling for, you know, the Trump and conservatives and their families to be muzzled and removed entirely. And if you're watching right now, for the listener, if you're still watching CNN, MSNBC, and all the mainstream media news, you're being fed propaganda and, you know, information that gets filtered, like we just mentioned, through the Democratic Party. They are essentially Pravda. Now, if you, citizen, if you don't come to your senses, you are going to be doomed to repeat your failures of history. Biden, similar to Hitler, was not elected. They stole this election. They did this in a way to take away from the spotlight from what was happening. And we already mentioned that the election, the stealing of the election. They created this issue so that they could say, oh, well, let's focus on this right now. And everybody did. The Republican spineless cowards, instead of saying, no, you're not going to play this game, left. Oh, no. They're like, no, yeah, domestic terrorism, and we renounce them. And it's like, wow, unbelievable.
You know what's interesting? What's interesting is there's actually two interesting things. One, the ACLU actually came out and, you know, tweeted. They were like, what happened to the president is wrong. Big tech should not be censoring anybody's free speech, number one.
Okay.
So when the ACLU is coming out, who's very, because they're like, because this sets a bad precedent. Right. If it can happen to Trump, that means they can just pick and choose now. Because right now, this is what people don't realize. Right now, Trump is what they deem a threat. Let's say in 6 months from now, Biden takes office. He has yet to sit down with BLM, and BLM is pissed. Okay? What's to say when BLM starts going off the rails saying, fuck Joe Biden, that they don't get censored? And then that the next group gets, anybody they deem a threat will be censored now. Because you're saying that Twitter and Facebook and, you know, Amazon, they control everything. They control everything now. If they don't like what you're saying, they can shut the service down. They can shut a person down. Like, wait a minute. I have no liberties. If you're saying, you know, civil liberties union, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if you're getting rid of the people's liberties, you have a problem. You don't have a country. So all these idiots are starting to realize, like, oh, shit. They could shut me down next. And they all got their assholes puckered because right now I'm your friend. But it's very easy to flip on me because when you get full control,
right,
there's no balance of power.
Right.
See, the one thing about when Republicans have, when they have always had all the power, they've never done anything crazy. They never talked about packing courts and getting rid of filibusters that the Democrats actually created to do this shit. You know, packing the courts, adding D.C. and Puerto Rico as state, like going off the hinge. You know what I mean? Republicans don't do that. You know, they could have sit there and got rid of porn like me talked about yesterday, like things they want to censor, but they've never done it. You know what I mean? because you go too far, you're going to lose. You know, if you take too much shit away from the people, you lose your republic. And the Democrat, they're all in on this. They're all in on this. They're looking to take everything away. I'm sorry. Biden's talking about going after the NRA now. Like, dude, yeah, things are about to get you. Really.
They will. They will. I mean, and you know what? And I say bring
it. And they're going to win. And they're going to win. They're going
to
win.
It needs to happen. No, no, no. Mm-hmm. There's a gun behind every blade of grass. They're never going to take it. Look, I'll tell you this. right now, what you were saying reminded me, there's this, I think the quote is from during the World War II and during the Nazis. And I'm going to butcher it, but it goes something like this. You know, first they came for the Jews and I didn't speak up. Then they came for, you know, the Christians, the Protestants, and I didn't say anything. Then they came for the Catholics and I did not speak. And then they came for me and there was no one there to defend me. This is what's happening today. And we talked about Laura Loomer, Milo Yiannopoulos, who were completely banned from every social media platform. And it didn't even hit the radar. Nobody reacted to it. Nobody was offended. But now they've done it to Trump. And I'm going to list out every single one of the social media platforms that has done this. So to me, you know, again, like you said, Tim, people will say, well, you know what? It's not like he's being, you know, he's not losing his freedom of speech. He was just banned from an app. And it's like, well, no, because to modern times, that is your freedom of speech. So let me list them out. Twitter, Reddit, Twitch, Google, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Apple, Discord, Pinterest, TikTok, Shopify. Even his email address was removed. They deleted his email address, dude. This is a coordinated effort to delete someone from existence. If they do it to the president of the United States, they can do it to anyone, like Tim says. This is digital warfare. Now, again, I hear the argument from conservatives who say, what happened at the Capitol was immoral. That the people who invaded the building only served to give the left ammunition. This is what they're saying. The right, again, always plays this defense role that I'm tired of. However, my question to these conservatives is, do you believe that the nation right now is at a crossroads? Are we going beyond the point of no return? Was the election stolen? Do you think that this will change just by asking the left to not impose communism? Please don't impose communism when you get into power. We were told to remain calm, to sit and wait our turn, and like I said earlier, to go to the ballot box, and we did all that, and they still cheated. And right now, conservatives are being pushed to the corner. Social media, the left, Democrats are calling us Nazis, dude. So we either believe that this fight for the future of the nation is real, or we're just playing a make-believe game here, guys. Do we believe what we're saying? And to the people calling for peace at any price, here's something to consider. And like Jeremy said, our founders were considered rebels during the start of the revolution. You don't think that their actions were deemed radical at that time? There's stories about this. You don't think that there were people at that time calling for peaceful ways? Many things led to the revolution. Me and Tim had this conversation. Many things led to that revolution. But the last straw was, and the catalyst to war was a tax on tea. And here we are, the American citizen, lockdowns, losing jobs, many losing their livelihood, many committing suicide. Now we're being banned from social media. And now the left is, like I said, AOC was talking about re-education camps. And we just want to sit here and condemn patriots who are angry and justifiably angry at this bullshit. Remember how the left made excuses for Antifa, BLM, you know, BLM took over police departments, dude. They took over entire blocks of a city, entire neighborhoods.
They burnt the police department down.
Yeah.
And now they get plazas named after them.
Yeah. Exactly. The mainstream media thinks you're too stupid to remember that, but you need to remember because hoodwinked is what the nation is right now.
It's just, it's amazing, you know, and it's like the same people that are calling for extreme measures against Trump supporters right now are the same ones, you know, like Nancy Pelosi, November 13, 2018. We welcome the presence of these activists and we strongly urge the Capitol Police to allow them to continue to organize and participate in our democracy. Whatever happened on November 13th, probably the Kavanaugh hearing or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so you hear that and okay, but now it's different because
of course it's different now.
Your narrative and what you're against, it's okay. But because you say there's no evidence of election fraud, which I don't understand how you have hundreds of thousands of fucking thousands of affidavits and that means nothing. Okay. You know, it's not adding up to me. And I'm a pretty smart guy. And this isn't about a conservative thing or a Republican thing. I mean, a conservative or this is a logical thing. If we care more about the ending of an NFL game. Okay. In the last 2 minutes, they can challenge everything. We care about that. There's more trust in the end, in football and how much they take to making sure the game is pure and, you know, the outcome is pretty much fair, which we've seen otherwise sometimes. But your election, you don't get that same. The minute people come out and say there's dead people voting now, we got to look into this, guys. Don't say, it happens all the time. It's dead people. No, bitch. Like, this is a problem. There should never be a dead person voting. Right. There should never be, if the rules say you have to be living at this address, like they got caught in Georgia with the Democrats registering all the homeless at this one church that wasn't even deemed a church. So technically it's against the rules. So how do those votes count? How do those people not go to jail? Like, it doesn't make sense when people go, you're just a Trumper. You're crazy. No. If you're going to talk about rules and play by the rules, you didn't fucking play by the rules. So if you support it, you're a fucking cocksucker and you condone this cheating. And you know what? I hope now, whatever they do, I hope you're impacted by it. When you bitch, I don't want to fucking hear it.
Yeah. Well,
when they tell you that your fucking baby girl, your baby boy, right? Oh, you're getting your child taken away because you deemed his sex already. Oh, there you go. Because that's coming. And I hope they fucking take him away.
Yeah,
the
insanity.
You fucking voted for it, you cocksuckers.
Some of it is already here, but like Tim says, their insanity and their virtual signaling knows no bounds, and that only leads to chaos and more of this insanity. And like Tim mentioned, dude, they're comfortable right now because they're not going after them. They're going after the quote unquote white Nazi. But you know. Once they come for them, there's not going to be anybody there to defend them. Now, I did want to show you guys one more video. During the whole chaos, someone got an awesome video of the massive crowds in DC. And I wanted to share this one because it's worth watching. Let me see if I can. Look at that, bro.
1 million domestic terrorists.
Yeah.
Yeah. When are they going to open up those re-education camps so I can learn what I'm doing is wrong? I need to go.
Now, we're going to move a little bit into maybe we'll just touch on this. There's a lot of conspiracy theories going on right now that Trump is preparing for either the Insurrection Act or some type of something. Again, he's gone quiet. This is, I think, the longest he's ever gone quiet, and maybe not even
he's got
during
nowhere
the
to go.
No, but I mean, he could at least, you know, through his son or through somebody say, "Hey, this message." You know, he's just there's no communication from him. And the FCC issued a statement shortly after this. Was it before or after, Tim? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I don't remember.
Sometime last week. They issued a statement saying that if anyone, including, you know, the media company, social media company, if anybody violates the emergency broadcast system message, the military will step in. And, you know, right now there's 7,000 troops in D.C. right now in response to what happened. And I want to show you that video here. And so we could think about this one of two ways. Either this is a what I'm trying, overkill, basically, going overboard in response to what happened in DC. And the left is trying to say, well, you know, we need to do this or else, you know, they're terrorists and that's what we would do to terrorists. Or some people are saying this could be in preparation to what Trump is planning to do. If he's going to arrest people, because again, there's evidence, dude. They're talking about the Nancy Pelosi's laptop. Nancy Pelosi's laptop went missing. The crowd who went into that building took the laptops, and people are saying that this was a special ops that was done by special ops. Again, all this is conspiracy theories that are going on. But let me show you this video of the DC police.
Hey guys, just got intel off the streets from these soldiers. We're right next to the Capitol of the United States. It's all barricaded up. There's soldiers on every corner. You guys can see here. This is Washington, D.C. right now in real time. They're here. The military is here. So we just got word from one of these guys that there is over 7,000 deployed troops inside Washington, D.C. Now they're everywhere.
So again, I'll leave it to your interpretation. I don't know what's happening in D.C., but to me, this is a really big show of force, having troops in Washington, D.C. They didn't do this for BLM. They didn't do this for, and BLM burned Washington, D.C. I mean, there's pictures of D.C. burning during their riots, and they didn't do this type of response. Now, what's next for Trump if he's out? And I think we've talked about this. I think one of the silver linings in what transpired last week, I think money is going to start flowing into alternative social media platforms. A lot of people are seeing that this is necessary. There needs to be competition. And we're beginning to see an exodus of, you know, people who were slaves to, you know, the leftist authoritarian social media. And so I think a lot of people are going to make their way to the promised land of actual freedom of speech on social media. And again, that could be a silver lining. And I'm calling on everybody on January 20th, everybody, you know, who loves freedom should delete their social media accounts, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And, you know, you guys heard me, dude. I would advocate we got to fight on their territory. But I think we need to start creating, like Dinesh D'Souza said, we need to start creating our own platforms, our own social media, our own movies, our own everything. Completely get out of the left. They have gone fucking bonkers. They're insane. And I've gone to the extreme of even, because Tim mentioned it, Mozilla, you know, with Firefox, they're talking about even censoring at the browser level. So I stopped using Chrome and Explorer and Firefox. I started using a browser called Brave, which is built on that open source Chromium, I believe is what Chrome runs on, but it's separate from Google. It doesn't send your data to Google. So again, what I would tell you is do your research, stop using, you know, the Google's web browser, go to DuckDuckGo. I've been using DuckDuckGo for a long time. And so we need to make a stand as conservatives. We need to stand up against this insanity. And here is, I'm going to leave it with this. To the media and social media, I want to say this. Your days in the limelight are numbered. You may have won this sucker punch today, but I think you started a war that you're ill prepared to fight, like Jeremy says. To the Democrats, you call for unity. People see through that. You're fake. We see through the charade. Beijing Biden, I think, is going to be the left's demise, the Democrats' demise, to be clear. I think he's going to destroy that party. And again, that could be a silver lining in this whole thing. To the Republican Party, this is my message. You squandered an opportunity to save the country. And I think either a new party will rise or you're going to be replaced. And you know who you are, you cowards. To the President of the United States, I think you've been the greatest president in my lifetime. You have started a movement. You have changed the game. This guy changed the game, guys. You know, and I think you should start a media company, start a new political party. And like he said, because one of his last tweets was, the fight has just begun. And I think this guy's a fighter. I think if anybody is the right person at the right time, it's him. He's got the money. He's got the influence. He's got the following. He can do this and he can bring on change. Again, that's a silver lining in this whole thing. And to the listener, don't be discouraged. It may seem as if all hope is lost right now with what's going on. But I think in, you know, to people who believe in God, to me, this is a moment where God is made evident, because it is there in that darkness where light breaks through. And so don't lose hope. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine, because she was messaging me. She's like, you know, I don't know what to look at. Where should I go? And I'm like, you know, check out Newsmax, check out this, check out that. Because a lot of people feel hopeless. And my message is, you know what, just it's not over. This is just begun. So keep your head up. We will fight. And the Salty Show is going to be here for that.
So let me ask you this. What happens when they completely shut down all conservative outlets? Let me hold on. We're seeing it with AWS already telling Parler where you're no longer welcome. Now, if Microsoft says the same thing, you're no longer welcome. Okay, so cloud services are gone. I'm going to go on-prem. But now if your ISP says, oh, that internet coming, yeah, your site's not going to be allowed. Your hosting company on-prem can be stopped. This can be, if they shut everybody down, all the news media, OAN, OAN's on DirecTV. DirecTV could pull the plug at any point.
Okay.
And now we're can't get OAN. Fox is playing the corporate conservative game right now.
So I understand what you're saying, and that is an extreme long.
We're seeing it now.
Well, you see it with AWS. There's when you start talking about service providers, and it's not over with. Parler could sue AWS and say, no, you can't do that. We have a contract or whatever, right? Now, there's many, many, many lawsuits coming down the road, I'm sure.
Right, but let me ask you this. Now, you're suing the state of California. That judge, he's a liberal judge, which we see.
Sure.
And they go, well, you violated the terms of service because you let Linwood say that Mike Pence should be tried for treason and shot. That's a violation of terms of service. You incited violence. Done. You lose. That's it. That's all the one parlay that they're going to use is the Linwood, Mike Pence should be tried for treason. That right there is incited the riots. That incited. Oh, yeah.
They can't. They'd have to prove. Okay. I don't know. I don't know your answer, Tim. We'll get out the old printing press and
what do you do?
Pass it out hand by hand.
Trump starts a media network. Okay. Nobody's going to put him on the network. He can't. You got to have providers to do stuff. If the providers don't allow the content.
I don't think that. Are you suggesting that Donald Trump become a news reporter or just start a network that isn't censored?
Exactly.
Right.
Network.
But if you can only get it, get it on an app, Apple and Google say those apps are banned. Now you go to the browser. The browzers say those sites are banned.
Yeah, you have to turn around and sue them, Tim, for free speech.
Yeah, but if you pack the courts, you lose.
Well, then
you see the dangerous shit that we're going through.
If you get to that extreme, then extreme measures are needed to resolve
it. Right, exactly.
That's all I can say.
And I think that's the answer that Tim was looking for. You know, you push somebody into a corner and he has nowhere to go. You better believe that person will try to get out of there by any means necessary. And I think that's what's going to be happening to the right. But as you mentioned, Tim, this is not just going to end with the right. This is going to continue, you know, because they're not going to end with just the right. They're going to eat each other. And eventually it's going to be a dystopian society where the elite rule and the rest, the people are slaves. And This is what it leads to. It always devolves into that. The left never builds. They just destroy societies. They have done it everywhere they go. Look at everywhere where socialism and communism and Marxism has been tried. It has been an utter failure. Millions, hundreds of millions of people dead. And if we go down this path, we are not immune to the mistakes of history, folks. America is not special in that way. If we make this mistake, you better guarantee it. Your children will be slaves. This is the hard truth. It needs to be said. You like this idea of universal everything. Great. It comes with a cost. Yeah, it comes with a cost. And the cost is your life. Okay, we're going to leave it there, folks, because we've gone over here. But like we do on every episode, you already know what time it is.
I need some happy news, Saul. I need some happy news. Come on.
All right. So this one, I'm gonna I got to prepare for you. I'm going to try to explain because you might not be able to read the text that shows on the screen because I think the quality won't be. Anyway, so this guy, what he does is he turns any random internet drama chats into songs, and I'm going to show you two of them. So basically, you know what okay. I mean? Like when people are talking or whatever, you know, drama that happens online or whatever, or on the phone or chatting. So this guy turns it into songs, and it's actually pretty good. Let me show you.
Good evening. Is this available? Yes, it is. Please leave me alone. We are sleeping. No more contact in please. Thanks. Appreciate more contact in me.
Thanks. Here's the other one. Another song.
Caroline, oh, keep my name out. What did Caroline do? She stole my broccoli. Got several recipes. 8 years ago. She's a rotten recipe stealing bitch, Doris. No, careful who your friends are.
Isn't that great?
Oh my God.
No, the best was at the end of the first one, and he's like, Thanks.
That guy's hilarious.
Because you know those angry fucking tweets when you fucking type thanks wrong.
This guy's got millions of views on TikTok. I found that hysterical, dude. That's a whole song masterpiece, dude, on internet drama. All right, folks, we're going to leave it there. Thank you for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. Find us on, for now, some of the social media platforms. We are about to do a mass exodus, but you can find us on Parler, MeWe. We're going to give it a, what was the other one?
Gab.
We're going to try Telegram. There's a bunch of them out there. The Real Salty Show. Or at The Real Salty, and also the Salty Show. Give us a follow, hit the like button, share some of the content, and we will catch you all next time. Adios.
Shia.
Joe Biden is not my fucking president.
Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
No one knows who Joe Biden is.
Joe Biden's not my fucking president.
Who's Joe Biden?
I know who Joe Biden is.
Thanks.